New numbers from the Commerce Department today showing that the U.S. economy continues to grow at a sluggish pace. GDP grew at an annual rate of just 1.2% in the past 3 months. That's much lower than what economists had expected. Low business spending is partly to blame, but also a drop in housing construction spending, which brings us to another depressing stat. U.S. home ownership has fallen to a 50-year low. So with a closer look at that, we're joined by Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, and he's with us from New York. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Magna.
All right. So the Census Bureau reported yesterday that just under 63% of Americans own homes, compared to what, 70% of home ownership in 2004? Obviously, 2008 comes in between then and now, but what's going on here?
Well, I've seen quite a few factors being pointed to for this. One of the main reasons, obviously, is demographics. As the younger millennial generation comes of age and makes up a bigger proportion of the population, that's part of it. But there's also still this lingering hangover from the recession. And as a result, builders are more cautious and the banks are more cautious. So it's harder to qualify for a mortgage. And in general, people don't necessarily view homes as this relatively risk-free investment that's going to appreciate in value over time as much as they used to. So I believe it's a little bit of all of that at play.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot going on there. Too bad we only have a couple minutes here. But let's dive into one of those things. Millennials, right? So
right. What
is their home ownership rate compared to past generations?
It's very low. The rate for people under the age of 35 is 34%, and that's the lowest for that age group since records on that started in 1994. And there's several suspected reasons. For one thing, the high student loan burdens that this generation has, and also signs that this generation is both more mobile and more interested in living in cities, as well as getting married later and starting families later in life. And again, some of that may still be a hangover from the recession that may normalize in time.
Yeah, but so what does this mean, though? Because, I mean, home ownership for so long has been considered one of those bedrock wealth-building instruments in America. And the idea was, you know, you get your first home and you move up from there. If we have an entire generation of people who aren't able or aren't buying homes at the same rate, what are the long-term implications?
I think you're right. I mean, obviously, owning a house has really been a positive impact on someone's net worth. It gives them the confidence to spend more in the rest of the economy. So there is the potential for this to be a bit of a drag on the economy. Ultimately, though, I'm skeptical that the younger generation's habits and preferences in the long run will be drastically different than previous generations. So as millennials get older and their economic situation improves somewhat, you know, demand for homes could be a good positive influence on the economy. Builders have really been reacting to the demand in the market. They've been building a lot more apartments than condos, for example. So if that demand should shift to more, you know, single-family homes and more you know, owned properties rather than rented, you know, that on the other hand could be sort of a stabilizing influence on the economy.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, because it'll be interesting to see what the long term effects are of first home ownership being delayed by 5, 10, or 15 years on average. But maybe we'll still be talking about it 10 years from now. Michael Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Always great to talk with you, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thanks, you too.